Itno learned like this. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Chasane min aminyan. By a chosim, by sheva brachos, he's part of the minyan. V'yei navelim min aminyan. Noble is not. So this is the loch of Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer Rabbi Yechanan said this. Meisveis, now and then we ask the kasha. There's a brice that says, Chasane v'yavelim min aminyan. It says, an oval is also min aminyan. So the chura is a kasha, Rabbi Yechanan can't argue on the Mishnah. Say it's a kasha and Rabbi Yechanan. So where it says, Kitanya hi, bebirchas amosin. So Rashi, birchas amosin, litztarif legimel. That that we say the oval is mitztarif, that's when they go to bench. By base oval, if they bench, so the oval is part of the zimon. The zamra was shurei hu chayi b'chol ha-mitzvahs. A noble after the aninus, after the kvura, he's mechuyev in all mitzvahs, he has to bench also. So therefore, that that you say is mitztarif means for birchas amosin. And Kikiyama Rabbi Yechanan, when did Rabbi Yechanan say that the oval is not part of the minyan? That's Peshura. Peshura, that's the line, Rashi says, Kesho Yechoyzim in a kever, after they buried the mace, when they went away from the kever, Hoyoyzim Shura, son of oval. They make like two rows of people, and the oval will walk down the middle. Lenachemoy, to be Menachem oval, then. Or Mashiva Noysim, they put the oval in the middle. Then aimed him Saviv, and the other people stood around him. Herminimus and Edrin, and Shura Pachas Meyud. That there you need 10 people, excluding the Yovel. Like you need 10 people there, 5 on one side, 5 on the other side, and then the Yovel walks through. But Mashmawati were brochas then. So to say these brochas, you need to ask 10 people, excluding the Yovel. For the Gemara, the Eloho, the Amr Rab Yitzchak, Amr Rab Yechnon, Mevorchen, Birchas Chasan, and the Asara, the Chasan, and Minaminion. We have before, by Sheva Brachis, the Chosin is part of the Minyan. Or Birchas Avelim Biasara, the Birchas Avelim is with 10 people, V'yein Avelim in a Minyan. But the Yovel is not part of the Minyan. So, Lechur, what do you want to say this means? By the Shura, that right after the Kvura, when you go away from the Kvura, you have to have five people on one side, 5 people on the other side, and the Yovel walks in between, and then you say Birchas Avelim. So that's why you need 10 people excluding the Yovel. For the Gemara, bracha b'shurim ika. Like, for what purpose do you need 10 people there? There's no brachas there. We don't say brachas by the shura. And also Menachem Oval then. Well, but we don't say any brachas there. So what purpose do you have to have 10 people there? Mor says, Ela ki kamer Rabbi Yechanan, b'rachov enachnami. That we say there's a brachas, you need 10 people, that's brachov outside. So Rashi's brachov means, kishimavar in es oval, sudar rishoyna. When the Oval comes back, like before he comes into his own house, there's supposed to be a Sudas Havruah. So the first Suda, the first meal you eat after the Kvura, it's not supposed to be from your own food. It's supposed to be Mishal Acherim, from other people. Kedarmina B'mayikotin. And Hayimavara Naisa B'rachova. They used to give him this first meal outside in the streets. Omevorachim Shom B'rachas Avelim. Nenachnami then, when they gave him this food from the neighbors, from the other people, they used to say special brachas there. Kedarmina B'mayikotin. Baruch Menach Menachem Avelim. They used to say a special bracha. So that special bracha you only say if there are 10 people there that are being Menachem the Oval. So you have the Oval sitting and eating his Sudas Havruah, and then 10 people around him would say the special bracha, Birchas Avelim. So to say that bracha, you have to have 10 people excluding the Oval. So the Marav Yeloho, the Yom Rab Yitzchak, Yom Rab Yechnan, Mevorchem Birchas Chasana Biasara, Kol Shiva. We talk to say Sheva Bracha is all 7 days for Chasana Min Aminyan. And any day, if you only have 9 with the Chosin, as long as there's Ponim Chadoshes there, we say Sheva Brachas. O Birchas Aveilam B'Yasara, Kol Shiva. And all 7 days also is an Inyan to say the special Bracha by the base oval. But these 7 days of Avelus, V'yein Avelam Min Aminyan, the oval is not included in the Minyan. So now, for what purpose, what Bracha do we say all 7 days? For the Gemara, so far we only learned about the bracha and the rechayva. That means outside, when he came home, the first suda he eats is called the Sudas Havruah. During that suda, we say brachas. For the Gemara, birchos rechayva kol shiva meyika. Do we have the birchos rechayva all 7 days? The Kura, it's only the first suda you have. When you come out from the Kfura, the first suda you have, that's called the Sudas Havruah. The next suda, there's nothing special about it. So where do you have a bracha all 7 days? The Gemara says yes. Mishkachas lo b'ponim chadoshes. Mashter, the pshat is, the first suda you have, you feel terrible. That's when the chosin feels the worst. So then you're supposed to have 10 people saying a bracha to him to be menachemim. So mashmu, throughout the 7 days, if you have somebody new coming to the house,
Like any time you see somebody new again, you feel much bitzar. It makes the pain come back again. Any time somebody new came to Menachem Oval, if there were 10 people then, they would have to say this Birchas Aveilim all 7 days. Well, the Maisa, we don't do this. But in the most times, they need to say this Brach all 7 days. Any day by the Suda, if you have somebody new coming into the Beis Oval, there would be a chiv that if you have 10 people, to say this Brach of Menachem Oval. So therefore, if you need 10 people, and the Oval is not part of the Minyan. Versus Kihod the Rav Chiya Baraba. What's happened by Rav Chiya Baraba? Mikri b'nei de Resh Lakish. Rav Chiya Baraba was the Rebbe that taught Resh Lakish's son Mikra. Taught him Chumash. The Yamrilon, some say, Masni b'nei de Resh Lakish. Know that Rav Chiya Baraba was the Rebbe, the Mishnayis Rebbe. He taught Resh Lakish's son Mishnayis. The first sheet was Rav Chiya Baraba taught Resh Lakish's son Chumash. And the second shot is no. Rav Chiya Baraba taught Resh Lakish's son Mishnayis. It was his son's Mishnayis Rebbe. Havi Shachav LaYinuka. What happened was Rav Chiya Baraba, the Rebbe's son, died. Not Resh Lakish's son, but Rav Chiya Baraba, the Rebbe's own son, his son died. So Yoyme Kama LaYoz LaGabei. The first day Resh Lakish did not go to Menachem Oval. Hazoy Resh Lakish, Rebata was his Rebbe's son, the Chiri should go to Menachem Ovalim. So the first day Resh Lakish didn't go to Menachem Ovalim. Lamachar, the second day ready, Dabre Yehuda bar Nachmeni Meturgme. Resh Lakish took along with him Yehuda bar Nachmeni the Meturgma. He was a Meturgma. He used to stay over things. He was a person that stayed over. He took him with him. So when he went to Menachem Oval Omalei, he told Yehuda bar Nachmeni, Kum ei memilsa. Go say something here. We'll buy the Beis Oval now. Mashma, they were Panim Chadoshes. Somebody knew. He wasn't there the first day. He's there the second day now. It's Panim Chadoshes. So you have to be Menachem Oval now. So go say something to the Oval. Say something to Rabbi Chiya Baraba. So he said like this. He says, Kokovil Yenuka, Posach. Like when you come to say Menachem Oval for Yenuka, he started off saying like this. Rashi learns, Kokovil Yenuka means, Lenegram Ura Devorim Nichumim Al Misa Sayelid. He wanted to talk about what happened here. That is, the Rebbe Chiya lost his son. So this Meturgim now came to say words about the Rebbe that lost his son. The Yomri said like this. The Pasuk says, Vayara Hashem Hashem saw Vayinet Hashem became angry. Mikas Bonav Ubenoisav. That he saw the way his children were doing bad things, Hashem got angry. Dor, so it says like this. Dor, Sha'ovois Menatim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the door that the fathers do averus that Hashem get angry is koyes abneim viabneseim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at their children. Umeisim kishem ketanim, and that's why sometimes young children die. So Kisa, what he's saying is that you know why a young child die because you did averus. So Sonsi lechur is not called a nichum. If anything, it made him feel very bad. He came to say a posik that when the fathers do bad averus, Hashem sometimes kills their kids. And that's why here the Rebbe's son died, Mashma, because the Rebbe was doing Averis. Vika the army, something like this. Bocher Hevi. The son that died wasn't the Yenuka, wasn't the young child. He was a Bocher ready. Vachi Kamalei. This is what the Meturgim said. Pasuk says, Arkein, Al Bechurav Le Yismach Hashem. Because of the Bechurim, the young ones, Hashem is not happy. V'yes Yisayma, V'yes Amonaisav Le Yirachim. Hashem won't have Rachmanis upon the Yisaymim and upon the Amonis. Ki Chuloi Chona Fumora. Because they're all doing very bad things. For Chopeh, Doiv, and Avola. And they're all saying very bad things. They're talking Nivopeh. The Chol Zois, with all this, Loshav Apoy, Hashem doesn't take away his anger. For Yod, and more than that, Yod and Netuya, that his hand is stretched out. So first thing Mora says now, Mai V'yod Yod and Netuya, what does it mean that your hand is stretched out? So Mora says, Omer Rav Chonin Barav, that like this, Hakel Yodin Kalo Loma Nichus Elochupa. Everybody knows what is the kala going into chuppah for? His to have bia. The ikah chuppah is the yichud have that's a mokim to have bia. Ela, for this still, kol amenavo piv. Whoever talks about it and speaks out a moitzah diba nevolim a piv and talks about the way now the chosim and kala are going to live together, to have bia together, is afilo nechtam lo gzadino shashiv mishon lo toivam. Even though the person was a tzaddik up until now, that Hashem put gzadin for 70 years, he'll have a good life, 7 years of good life. Nefachol of l'ro. Right now, though, for doing this nibble pair, to speaking out about what the Chosn and Kal is doing right now, you'll ruin it, you'll lose your 70 years of Taiva. It'll be turned over to 70 years of Ra. So Kitzur, that's what this Maturgim said to the Rebbe, to Reb Chia. Either it was Yenuka that died, so he said of the Psukim that Hashem kills young children because of the Averis the father did. Or else the child was a Bocha that died, so he also says Hashem is angry because they did Averis. Because the parents did Averis, Hashem takes away the Bocha. So for the Gemara, at also lenachume, tzure komet sayerle. Like Rish Lakish asked him, I told you to say divrei tanchumim, say nice things, make the Rebbe feel good. And what did you do? You said things to make him feel terrible. Like, what do you do here? So he answered back, no. He answered back, kochi komalei. This is what I meant to say. That choshiv at liyatfu seyadora. That you, Rebbe, you're such a choshiv person that you are able to take over your, like, achroi, it's your responsibility for the dor, for the people of the generation. In other words, it's not you that's doing the averis. The other people of the generation were doing averis. But Hashem always takes it out on the tzaddikim, like it's their fault why they didn't take better care of their dor. So the kids say, held that you're such a great tzaddik, that's why Hashem is holding you responsible for the dor. So that was the tanchumim. True, your son died, but you know your son died because you're a great tzaddik, that you're responsible for the dor. Omalei, so now Rish Lakish told him, kum neime milsa keneged shvuches l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now stam say things, keneged the shvach, stam give praise to Hashem. So Pesach, so the Maturgim said like this. The Yomer, he opened up and said, Hokeil HaGodol, Baroiv Godloi Adir V'chozik, Baroiv Noirois, how great you are, Mechaye Mesim, that Hashem and Mitzvah Hashem will be your Mechaye Mesim. He'll bring the dead alive again. But Mamora with his words, Oysa Gedoyla Sadei Chek, Hashem does great things. V'nifloi Sadei Misper, we can't stop talking about it. Baruch Ato Hashem Mechaye Mesim. That's a shvach he said to Hashem about the sinning of a mason now. That the mason, misa is not loylum, and mitzvah Hashem, there'll be a tchias mason. And Rashi says, okay, la god lebrev gudloi, bebaruch posach bo, baruch ato Hashem lekeinu melech olam, okay, la godl. In other words, like these are the birchas of elam that you say. The Gemara's times when you used to go to the Beis Ovel, they used to say these brachas there. So this is the Indian. If you have 10 people there, we say these brachas, but the oval is not minaminyan. Right, then Rish Lakish told him, Omalei kum eima milsa keneged avelim. Now go say something nice about the avelim, the people that are sitting avel. So Pesach v'yomi said like this, Acheinu our brothers, hameyugoyim hameduchim v'yovel, that you feel so bad and so low, that you're an oval, that you lost somebody, you lost your son. To nu libchem, put your hearts lachker as zois, to think into this, that zoisi yoy medis lad, this is something that will stay forever. That means, in other words, Rashi says, shakir mesim, letivchu yoysim idai, like don't cry, this is something that will always be. Misa always happens, everybody has to die. So don't cry that much that will happen right now. Nisivu misheshishime bracious. This is the root, the way, that happens from the beginning of Bria Salem, that people have to die. Rabim Shosu, a lot of people drank, and Rabim Yishtu, a lot of people would drink. There's a lot of people died already, and a lot of people will die. Kemishta Rishayna, Kach Mishta Achreinim. The same way the first people died, that's the way the last people will die also. Hacheinu Baal Nachmum, Yenachim Eschem, we should all be Menachim you, Boruch Menachim Avelim. The Baruch were Menachem the Avelim. Used to say this bracha, b'shas they went to Menachem Avel. So Amar Abaye said back to the Maturgim, you should know, Rabim Shah Suleima. That's what you said, a lot of people drank already, a lot of people died already, that's alright. But Rabim Yishtu Leleima, that you shouldn't say. You're not supposed to Atifzach Pelasotin. Don't open your mouth and say something bad. Don't say a lot of people will die. Right, the Mishtu Rishayim Leima. That's that the first people get died already, that's alright. But Mishtach Reinim, that people will die, again, Lo Leima, don't say that. The Yomer Rish Lakish, the Yomer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, V'chein Tona, we learned, Mishmei the Reb Yosi, L'yoylo ma'yiftach odem piv l'satan. You should never open up your mouth and say to the satan like that something bad will happen to you. It's no good. What a person says out of his mouth is a bris krusa, what you say, sometimes Hashem does. Just like there's an Indian, we give somebody a bracha, halti brichas kala, even if it's a simple person, if he gives you a bracha, it means something, take it serious. Because when a person says out of his mouth, it has something, it has power to do. Who would then, if you say it clearly, you say something bad, because of your deeper, it may happen. You should never say something bad. And Amr Rabbi Yosef, Micro, where's the Pasuk? That Yeshayahu said, he said,
Kistoima yinu la mura deminu, that the door is so bad, we'll like stoima like a mura. Maya hadle, what Akash Baruch Hu say, back to Yeshayo, we said, Shimul dva Hashem kitzine stoim, Hashem like called them back in the Khanami, you're like the heads of stoim. But since you opened your mouth and you compared yourself to stoim and a mura, Hashem, like I said, that's the way you are. So you see, it's al tiftach pelasotin. Omalei, so now Rosh Lakish told him to Turgmim, Kum eime milsa keneged menachme avelim. Come and say something nice to all the people that are here. There's to have to be 10 people there altogether. Because otherwise you don't say these brachas. So the kids said there were another 8 people there. So Rosh Lakish told him to Turgmim now, say something nice about the people that came to Menachem Avol. His pasuk v'yemri started and said like this, Acheinu, our brothers, goyim lechasodim. You're doing kind deeds. Bnei Gan Lechasodim, your children of Gan Lechasodim, Hamachzikim Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, that you take after the Brisa of Avraham Avinu. Shenemar, it says by Avraham Avinu, Ki Yedatim L'Manashitzav Es Bon Avachrov, that what he did chesed with his children, he made his children go in the right way. Shrashi Brisa Shel Avraham Shegomo Chasodim Dechsev Vayita Eshel, that he planted the Eshel, the tree that he gave other people did so much chesed with. What's the table? What's Eshel? Achila Shti and Levia. That is Eshel. Avraham Avinu gave people teat to drink and a place to sleep. He had his hotel there, his motel he had there. That was his Eshel. Machlekes the Gemara. One man says the Eshel means he had a tree that he used to get an orchard, and the other man says Eshel means a motel. He used to have a people to lodge there, to come there, to eat there, to drink there, to sleep there. So Avraham Avinu did chesed. People come to Menachem Avol. He's doing the meat of Avraham Avinu. Achenu bal hagomel is Yishalim lechem gemuchem. Like Achenu, our brothers bal hagomel, Kodesh Baruch Hu should pay you back. And Baruch to Hashem Yishalim hagemul. Hashem pays back the gemul. So Omalei, now Rosh Lakish told them at Turgimim, Kum eima milsa kenega kol Yisrael. Let's say something now kenega the whole Yisrael. Posach v'yomi said like this: Ribayin Harlamim, Pedei v'hatzel male toshay yamcha Yisrael. Save us, protect us, save Klai Yisroel. Min ha-dever, from a plague, min ha-cherev, from the sword, min ha-bizo, min ha-shidofon, also from shidofon is a plague, the water comes to shidofon, floods, min yirokon, a sickness, when we call min ha-pronis, any type of bad things that happen to us, the misfractions of us, the Erlam, terim, nikro, v'yatasana, before we yell to you, Hashem answers us. Baruch ato Hashem, oitzer amagefus. Hashem holds back the magefus. So kids, so this is the Indian of saying these brachas by the Avelim. And the kids, every time they had upon them chadoshes, any time in the numerous times when they had somebody new coming to Menachem Avol, and there were 10 people there, they used to say these brachas. Vayit Omer Ula, for Yarmulav Mastis and Torah, the Brisa we learned, Asorva Koises Tiknu Chacham Beis Avol. The Katril, they're Mesakin that the Beis Avol should drink 10 Koises. 10 cups of wine he should drink. So drash el arbes loy bishtiyak nasiv to nu sheichel oivet v'yayin lamori nefesh. Since an ova feels bad, we want to help him cheer up a little bit, so you give wine. Wine helps a sorrow person cheer up. So he used to be at the corner to drink 10 cups of wine. Shloisha kaidem achila, 3 before they started to eat, kadeh liftoyach es b'nei meyev, to make him be able to eat. Shloisha b'toyach achila, kadeh lishres achila, to swallow down the food. Shebe meyav in the stomach, v'yabor liachra achila, and 4 after the achila, echel keneged azon, v'echel keneged birchas oretz, v'echel keneged bani yishlayim, v'echel keneged tov yametiv. Then I see for layim, they added on to this arbo, another 4 cups, echel keneged chazon yir, keneged the chazonim of the city, v'echel keneged panasayir, the panosim, the people, Rashi shoya shirim, the rich people, mazvazim amoinom, lekfuras aniyim, that used to give out money to help the poor people be buried, so we give them back the yashikoyach. V'echel keneged beis amigdosh, v'echel keneged Rabbi Gamliel. A special cup, will soon see what that was, because of Rabbi Gamliel's takona. So kids, at the end, they drank 14 cups. So Gemara says, eschilu ha-yashoysin ha-mashtakrin. What comes out, they started to drink and get shikha. And that they don't want. They just wanted to cheer up a little bit the chas, the yovel, but not to make him shikah. It's a zero double yoshna. They brought it back to the beginning only to have 10 cups and not 14. And tomorrow, what was the 14th cup? My Rabbi Gamliel. What was the special tekon of Rabbi Gamliel? Tetanya, we learned like this. For Rishayin at the beginning when they used to bury people, they used to make tachrichim, very expensive tachrichim. Where is the last suit he's going to wear? So they used to make it a $1,000 suit to put on the mace. Hoy soy soy sameis kosher le krovov yoysim misosoy
People used to feel worse about the money they're going to have to pay to buy the suits, to make the kvura, more than they felt bad about that the father died. When the parents used to die, somebody died, instead of feeling bad about they lost somebody, they used to start feeling bad. Oy vey, I have to pay the chevra kedisha such a big bill. They started to feel a bit worse about that. Achoyo manicha moisad used to leave their father alone there. Oh, barchim, run away. Let the chevra kedisha take care of it. They ran away. They didn't want to pay the bill. Is achiborom gamlio. When Nogel Kalas Piyatzma, Gamliel came, and when he was Nifter, he left the Tzavor about himself. He said, put me, bury me in the most simplest clothing possible, Klei Pishtim. That's where we should make my Tachricha from. And when Nogel Kolom Acharov Lehoitze Bekli Pishtim, that was the Minigetra of Gamliel, that not to put expensive clothing on the mace, but to make it most simple, the way we have it right now also, Tachrichim are very simple clothing. And Omer Papa Vaidna Nog Alma Afilu Bizar de Bazuza. Today the mini gears, like Rashi says, beggar canvas. It's very simple cloth. Shein the Shav El Adina, it's not much worth a penny. Kits are the most simplest cloth you can have, that's what you're supposed to put upon the mace. That was Rav Gamliel's takona, and because of that, like by the Avelim, they used to have a special kais, like to thank Rav Gamliel. That was the last four cups. But they saw that was too much to have 14 cups, they get chicker, so they brought it back to where it was before, only to have 10 cups. This man is there, we don't have this minute to drink the 10 cups, and to have these brachas. Alright, we'll stop here.